As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Wow, 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 wow. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice is, oh, shoot, this is not the right song. That's the porn song. Let's go with this one. The one we always use.
Yeah, remember the porn song.
Off to a great start, as usual. Woo! Always, first thing in the morning. How you doing, everybody?
I just saw Vinny gagging about something.
Oh, what were you gagging about, Vin?
I was just making a dramatic cough.
Oh.
You know, clearing myself right before we get on.
Sure.
I mean, you know.
Do your vocal
I
exercises.
Do know. Yeah. Oh, he does do those too. The Gina Lola.
I do quite a bit of those, actually. Usually just I try to do them in the car on the drive up, but yeah. Sometimes you might catch me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Maybe you need just a quick one more stretch.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, darling.
How are you?
I'm so great.
Yep.
How are you?
Why?
Just life is good.
Oh, all right. I'm good.
I don't want to say it out loud. You know, I want to jinx it. Life is good.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's like a thing in particular that's going well for you. You don't want to curse it?
Don't want to just in general, like we're holding steady right now.
Okay.
The kids are both in a good place. Like we're great, everything. You know how you just feel like some days, like this has been a great productive week. I feel like a lot's going on.
Oh, did you get your baskets out?
No, I didn't get this time yet.
Boy.
But I did go. I picked up some stuff at this at Goodman's Supply. Ding, ding, shame.
My bell's broken.
You know what? It isn't broken. Your hand is just too heavy for it.
It's your darn heavy hand.
Yeah, try going light-handed on it. Just try it.
All right, it's not broken, but...
But it is annoying, and I understand that.
Sometimes you want to smack your bell.
That's true. Yes. Well, you know, your birthday's coming up in a year. So maybe you'll get a new bell. Maybe you'll get a new bell for your birthday. If it's in your fun delivered package, that is.
I'm never
getting anyone any other present than that.
I'm glad you enjoy it. Like, what a funny thing for that story to have become part of the show.
It's just a story Vinny says about a place called Fun Delivered that has undeliverable mail and they pack it and ship it to you. And it is a mystery. Did we find out if the Miu Miu handbag is real or fake?
I haven't been able to find a way to authenticate it without sending it away. But I did. I mean, it does match.
Perfectly.
Perfectly. Yeah. It just looks like crap.
Do you really think so?
I do.
It's not. I see what you're saying about it not really being like a useful looking purse, and it's sort of got this weird like wrinkled leather thing going on.
Not even the design of it.
You just think it's not my taste.
That's fine, right. But it just, I don't know.
You think it seems janky.
Yeah.
I think, you know, there are places that will do like, what did you say it's called? Like the Real Real or something?
Yeah, so I started there, but they wanted me to send it in.
Oh, Is there no place you could drive to that you where you could say, here it is and I'm not going to mail it to
you? Drive to the Real Real. Their store is up in Corte Madera.
Right. I believe that's
you've been to it.
If that's the place. I did go to one of those places where it's like if you've got designer items, you can bring them there and they'll sell them for you.
And that place may have a location in Palo Alto too. I don't know for sure, but
there's got to be something in the city, though. She lives
in
the city.
It doesn't matter. You know what?
I just want to know.
It would be fun to use if it weren't bright Ferrari red.
Yeah.
Like, who wants that?
Nobody. Well, somebody. I mean, it's a $3,200 bag if it's real. Can somebody, like, tell us what the defining, like, what would the tag say on it? What would, because it does have a lot of, like, Chinese lettering on it.
It didn't have the,
which felt
the,
like, I don't know.
Well, that's kind of a giveaway, don't you think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, where are those things made? Why would that be? But yes, also it does feel like that would be a knockoff. But what do I know? That's why I'm asking.
I feel like it came in a little bag, but I feel like the packaging would have been nicer.
Oh, I felt like the packaging was, it looked like it was protecting all of, there was stuff over all of the studs and the handles were wrapped.
I'm sure they
came in
they
a
can
Mew
knock
bag.
Off yeah. all of that.
I suppose. Well,
yeah, whatever.
If it's a good knockoff, who cares? Maybe you could still get some money for it. Anyway, that was one of the things we got in our Fun Delivered box that our two birthday children enjoyed.
I could have taken it with me to Vegas and taken it to a pawn shop for you. They'll know.
You know what? Pawn shops would know.
Yeah. Oh, you leave for Vegas today, don't you?
Yeah.
Ugh.
24 hours. Less than 24 hours, I'll be there and back.
Oh, when is your flight leaves today?
Leaves at 1, and then the wedding is at 5 o'clock.
Today?
Today.
It's a Thursday wedding at 5 o'clock.
Thursday wedding at 5 o'clock.
In Vegas?
In Vegas.
Wow.
So I'm going to be rushing around, throwing a suit on, getting there in time.
Yeah.
But it's my wife's family. They're never on time with anything ever. So I'm not assuming it's going to start at 5 o'clock.
Right. Yep. Yeah. That's although mustn't it, if you've booked someplace and they're like, it's at 5, then it's at 5.
But I don't know. Well, I'm not really looking forward to. I'm looking forward to seeing my niece get married, and I love her and everything, and I love the family.
Oh God, breakups are so hard though.
But
I mean, like everybody knows.
Yeah, I mean, and some people know, and some people don't. Like, so it's just going to be a crunchy.
Is your wife bringing a date?
No.
Oh, that's good. Phew.
Did any part of you think about or entertain the idea of not going?
No, I really, she's the niece, like, we leave the dogs to, like she's like our, you know, as close as we have to like a daughter, you know, as far as nieces go. So there's no way I would miss her wedding.
I would say that even if John and I broke up, I have relationships with those, technically, I'm not even related to them, but they're my nieces.
We had been broken up when my dad died and Shauna flew back with me and everything, you know, to be with me with the family and everything when that happened. So, I mean, we're still good.
You guys are good friends.
We're really, you know, we're good. It's just, it's still going to be a little weird and crunchy and like, yeah.
Is there a lot of partying that's going to happen at this thing? Is that?
Oh, they'll party. I mean, all the family from the reservation's coming. So, my wife is native and they likes to party. So they'll be partying. I have a very like tight like plan, you know, when I'm there and
it's good to have a plan, Maddie.
First thing in the morning I leave. So, and I'm staying at a hotel off the strip, just, you know.
Yeah.
got it planned. Hey, I'm going to be busy the whole time. So, yeah, but I'm
quick
not
turnaround.
I'm not a big fan of the Vegas.
And then Fred is going back to...
Fred's already back with Carrie, who's a big listener of the show.
Hello, Carrie.
And she's the one I got him from. And
was fostering your dog when you picked him up a few weeks ago.
I thought he was going to miss me. He gets there. There's two other dogs. He's like, see you later. You know, could not care that I was leaving. But it was sad. I didn't have him this morning. It was like,
Yeah, but then you probably got to sleep a few extra minutes.
I did sleep in a little bit today.
What time did you get up because of him?
I get up at like 3:15, 3:20.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not too bad.
That's not too bad. And you have a quick drive in.
Yeah, my drive's like 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's easy. Well, anyway, I hope you have a great time. I hope it's not too awkward. You know, family stuff, especially when there's any kind of angsty stuff happening in the background.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if, her sister's kind of a wild card on that. She's you know, she's not happy about the breakup and blames me for everything.
Oh.
And, yeah, so.
It's nice of you to go. I absolutely would entertain the, for me, I'm not talking about you. You do your thing. For me, I'd say to my niece, I love you. I'm very sorry I won't be at your wedding. Let me make it up to you on another day. I'll take you and your hubs out or we'll go hang. But yeah, I'm not going to run that gauntlet. I got a dog now. I got a new job now. And I'm also in the middle of divorcing.
Oh, no. No, that's not.
I'm not doing it. No. But good on you.
Yeah, I went back and forth on it, and it's just, I just want to be there for her. I mean, she really means a lot to me, so.
Totally understandable. Yeah. It's a tear. I mean, it doesn't sound awesome.
And I love her family. You know, like, I'll be good to see, you know.
Yeah.
You know, but it will be, will be crunch factor.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Both of you, actually, because I know Sarah always has the etiquette answer, but does it mean she means less to you if you say to her, this situation sucks for me? I just can't do it.
No, I don't think so.
Like if she understood, like, would she be like,
if you have a conversation about it and say, I feel like if someone acts like that and can't understand where another, then they're selfish.
She will be fine. And Shauna really wanted me to be there, and I'm still, you know,
married to her.
Yeah.
Well, she's not bringing a date. I guess it counts.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be. Yeah,
that's when things are going to get tough. Man.
If that surprise happens, you'll probably hear from me Friday morning. I'll call. Oh, gosh, guys, I'm so bad.
Hope your phone sounds good. Phones don't work
that
well.
We're
not taking that call. Tell him his phone sounds bad. Bob, we're not doing it. Is Bob all set to take over for you tomorrow morning?
Yeah, for the most part.
We're going to need her to be able to turn her own mic on and get everything
up. Yeah, she knows how to turn on the mic and everything there.
Okay. It's good. All right. Well, I'm ready if everyone else is. Bob, you got anything you want to throw in on this convo?
Nope.
Okay. Here we go. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah, Mini, Alice, Morning Show, Song, see you in a sec.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it.
When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.